KC Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you on this Monday. Still recapping K-State Saturday over the weekend here, folks. Thriller down there in Dallas, Texas, Gina Garcia. That's what y'all need to know. This is the first time I listen to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. And also, women's basketball is playing tonight. I believe it gets Lamar at home. I got to double check on that. I'll probably, excuse me, my goodness, do a quick preview of that as well. Oh, boy, that. Ooh, coming to you on this Monday, November 10th, 2025. Again, thank you for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. I'm going to get right on into it here, folks. Oh, man, how in the world did this team, this young team, come back from behind, trailing by 8 in the fourth quarter in a defensive defensive slugfest there as Gina Garcia at the end, a buzzer beater at the end of the game to propel your Lady Cats over SMU Saturday by the count of only 46-44, literally ugly-ass game, somehow won. He's probably not going to like this, but head coach Jeff Minnie's probably going to be looking at from a diva perspective. Man, excuse me, I probably need to take some water here, which I don't even have around me at the moment. Actually, I will, so we're going to take a break here in just a moment. Ooh, we're back here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State wins basketball, won it at the buzzer, led by Gina Garcia's game-winning layup in the window, 46-44 last night there as well. Okay, yeah, got some water now. Natasha Claussen's last night, or I shouldn't say last night, on Saturday, led the way for the Cats with 8 points, 11 rebounds, 4 steals, and 2 assists. Gina Garcia was right behind her, only had 8 points, 4 assists, and 2 rebounds in this game. And this was a 43-35 game in the fourth quarter. And what you're wondering, what in the world is going on with this team? Now, obviously, I told y'all last week on the show that I have a new segment on my phone that Google is tracking. So Google, I guess, from here on, for case of one's basketball season at least, is going to keep me update what's going on with the score up top of the left-hand corner on my Android S21 phone. Samsung, for those who don't know. That category. But anyways, yeah, so I'm like, what is going on? Ain't nothing going on. And so it's like, all right, we're probably going to lose this game here as well. It's a young team. Obviously, new group. We know, obviously, how they put down Omaha last week, right? And you're wondering to yourself, okay, What's gonna happen here? And sure enough, this team, again, going through this. This is a fresh squad. You don't have the veteran players anymore that led your team to all that success, right? You don't have the Ayoka Lees, right? You don't have the Serena Sandels to bail you out other situations there as well. So you have young core, freshman class, transfer class. All these pieces around you there. So where's the offense going to come from? Well, it cranked up in the fourth quarter of that game. And, yeah, K-State, they struggled in the first half. And I'm just going to go with Coach Mitty here after the game here. And he talks about the defensive here because this sounded like, obviously, a Coach Mitty type of ball games, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, the Lady Wildcats on the basketball side, pulling out a dramatic victory right out of the gate in 2025, and goes to 2-0 on the season there in a thrilling come-from-behind win on SMU in Dallas, Texas, 46-44. Quote, I felt like we were pretty good in terms of what we asked them to do from a scout perspective. We felt like they were a drive team. I did not feel like they shot it from three well off the bounce. So once they started bouncing, we wanted to close the gaps. I thought our team was solid for the most part. And then second half, the key was we were in better position to rebound, and we did a better job of chasing it. I thought Claussen was huge in that area and ended up with 11 rebounds. I thought Herod, Brittany Herod, had a good look to her, but I also thought everybody contributed in that stretch, end quote, there as well. And then the final play of the game there with Gina Garcia, which, oh, by the way, was an ESPN SportsCenter top 10 play of Saturday there as well. That was number 6 on SportsCenter's list there. Gina Garcia, the young freshman, just went up there, went in there in the paint, aggressive there, and pinked that shot out the window. The bank was open for K-State there, because in that case there, she would have missed it there. The game would have went into overtime. Who knows, obviously, what happened there. Atlanta Falcons. So there's that. But anyways, this is not an Atlanta Falcon podcast there. This is a K-State podcast here. We're breaking down what happened and reasons why the Lady Wildcats pulled this thing out on the road. Quote, this is from Coach Meany, on that final position there to win the ball game there. Quote, we just wanted to make sure we had the momentum. If it goes to overtime, we felt pretty comfortable about going to overtime. We had wanted to get that last shot. Garcia had a good look to her in that high ball screen action. We thought we would get a good look out of it. I thought, well, I didn't know that she'd be able to get all the way to the rim. But, you know, we've got good shooters, so they're some gravity that we can play off of, and she's pretty, and she made a gritty, tough play there as well. Yes, tonight, and we're recording this here, this postcast of women's basketball from the game against SMU tonight goes down. Hold up, against an A play, they will go. They come. They're gonna be playing back in Manhattan, Kansas tonight to take on Lamar at 6:30 tonight. So there you go. Now maybe a little preview there, maybe not, but just a it's a schmitty bit of preview tonight. Obviously, as we're doing this winning postcast, we're going to go right back to work and face off against Lamar tonight. So we'll see if they play a little bit better at home, which obviously everybody does. And I know from what we did against Omaha like last week, I know I keep coming back to it. A Division II school, I understand that. Rightfully so, but obviously, this team is still going to get, as we get going, moving on, it's still very early in the 2025 campaign, but this team is going to get a little better each and every game here, and this was a sloppy game here. I'm like, yeah, we're done. We ain't going to win this game, and all of a sudden, K-State turned up in the fourth quarter of this game, and they finished off SMU to rally and cover behind for that win. SMU 1-1 now in the season. In your case, Lady Wildcats 2-0 as the first quarter was SMU 7. Yeah, SMU was leading through three quarters here in this ball game here for SMU real quick. Let me see here. The only leading scorer was Zara King with 9 points in the game for the Mustangs there as well. Meanwhile, K-State as a team, only 30% shooting from the field and an ugly-ass 14% from downtown in the game, and yet we still won the ball game there as well. Yeah, and Natasha Claussen's right now looks pretty good right now with K-State, and I wasn't sure. Now, she was the last player coming onto this roster for Jeff Minnie. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, Eddie Greer, coming to you on this Monday edition, November 10th, 2025. Yeah, she was the last person that was acquired by Jeff Minnie on this roster. And I don't pay attention to the international play too much. We only get what we get, information that we get, obviously, out here in Kansas City, Missouri, but she has looked pretty solid, even the preseason there as well. She played 33 minutes, which was the most to lead a team there as well. And again, she was probably was that was a game high, wasn't that? Yeah, no, it was not. So that Sahara King or whatever. Yeah, Sahara King had the game high. 9 points in the game. Natasha Claussen's had 8. Yeah, we said that 8 points there. And I believe 11 rebounds was a game high there. Bernie Herod was mentioned in a Jeff Minnie post there. 10 rebounds. They're on 5 points. She had 2 blocks in the game there. Taryn Sides, wondering about her, had 7 points on the afternoon, only 3 of 12, and 1 of 6 from downtown. And, of course, let me see, Zella Arenas only played 22 minutes, was 2 of 11 from the field, 1 of 3 from downtown, and had 5 points in the game. So probably her worst game up early here in the K-State career for Arenas there. But, yeah, Brittany Harrell played a lot of minutes in this game. Natasha Klotz played a lot in this game. Tess Heal only played 16 minutes in the game as well. And Gina Garcia, back to her real quick here before we wrap up this winning podcast. The game winner off the window, 24 minutes in the game, went 4-7 from the field. Took only one shot from downtown. She did not hit that. 8 points for Garcia again, to remind people she had a 4 assists in the game as well as, again, K-State rally back there to meet SMU. And tonight, back in Manhattan, Kansas, in Bramlage Coliseum, inside the warm Bramlage Coliseum, you're going to be taking on Lamar at 6:30. So, of course, we're approaching, obviously. We're in the middle of this holiday stretch. So Thanksgiving is going to be around the corner here pretty shortly as well. So definitely you're in. I don't know when school gets out for the fall semester. So y'all students out there would know that kind of information. But again, go support the Cats there, Lady Cats, as they're in action tonight against Lamar. 6:30 tip there, as well as K-State, this new look K-State team, under, of course, led by Terrence Sides, Tess Heal and company, and of course the young guards of Isela Arenas and Gina Garcia look to build on this Conrad victory and stay undefeated when they host Lamar tonight at 6:30. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where our podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're going to chance to record K-State content. Podbean app, download the Podbean app now. Check out latest episodes over there. I need to make a change in that. Greer380s Podcast. Again, that's Greer380s Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R number 3-E-D-D-I-D. Podcast Podcast. And, of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Project Podcast. We need some appreciation for it each and every day of this Kansas State Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Boy, woo! Well, at least you get one more day of this, actually. This cold-ass weather. And then it's supposed to warm up a little bit. Basically, this is from what I looked earlier this morning, this is it, at least for the time being anyways, here, as we're getting a full taste of winter here in the last, well, especially this morning anyways, but yeah, that's beside the point. Yeah, stay warm. If you're going out to Bramlage tonight there as well, stay warm out there. It's cool. It is Monday winter, or that's not how I want to put it. But anyways, Eddie Quirk comes from Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas State 46, SMU 44 at the buzzer. Winners. Gina Garcia lays it up there and in and puts K-State there early on, still under, and I know it's not a big deal right now, but 2-0 for K-State women's basketball here early in the 25-26 campaign. You have been listening to another winning edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics. Go Cats.